Blog Talk Radio.
It's time.
Time
for World Street Gospel Hip Hop with Donnell Baylor. Call in now. 347-989-1725. 8 p.m. to 10 p.m.
Your number one gospel music station. And I'm going to say a big shout out to everybody out there listening to us on this beautiful Sunday night. I know everybody went to church. We got Sister Deborah with us on this beautiful Sunday night. Good evening, Sister Deborah. How you doing?
Good evening. I'm doing wonderful. Hello, everybody.
Yes, yes. We got a beautiful night tonight. We got a hot show coming up tonight. We're going to be talking. We got a very special guest with us tonight. We got Shay Samuel, who's got a hot gospel song called Seasoner. Oh my goodness, Sister Deborah. It is going to be an awesome show tonight. And y'all can tune in to us beginning tomorrow night, 7 to 9, Monday through Friday, right here on Blog Talk Radio, where we're trying to make a big difference in the community. So, Sister Deborah, how was your weekend? What did you do for tax-free weekend?
Well, I didn't shop for a change. You know, I was supposed to, no, I didn't do any shopping. You know, I was supposed to be at Sylvia's event.
Right.
And
did you get a chance to go?
I didn't get a chance to go. You know what? You want to hear something? I'm going to be brief. I walked my dogs to the park, and one of them got a loose. And I get a call from the dog pound, and they tell me they have her there.
What?
So,
okay.
Yeah.
That was good news.
Yes, and so I ended up having to go pick her up yesterday morning. And they tried to run game. They said they couldn't find her there. And I just was determined. I'm not leaving. I'm not leaving without my princess.
So I know you did some prayer. I know, sister, you did some prayer, did you?
You know what?
Sometimes
you have to sometimes you have to do like Joshua. You have to get off that wall and get ready to fight. And
yes,
my
you
fight
do.
Came
yeah,
out
I definitely, I definitely agree with you on that. Sometimes that prayer works. You definitely got to do that. We're going to go live to the phone lines. We got Mark, our very special guest. We're going to be checking in with her in a minute. Hey, how you doing, Brother Mark? You doing okay? Hello? Mark Carter? No, Timmy, we have a technical problem with phone. I tell you what, we're going to go ahead on, because we got our very special guest waiting. We're going to go ahead on and go to my favorite song, and then when we come back, we are going to go ahead on and go to Shay Samuel, because she's just been so, so busy. We're going to go to her new song called Season. You heard it first right here on 1220 AM, your new station in the community. Y'all check it out.
Time. Jesus is my And I know He watches over me. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know He watches me.
Talking about my eyes. I mean, his eyes on the sparrow right here. You heard it first right here on 1220 AM, your number one music station. And Robin, you back? We finally got the phone lines working. Do we got the whole team out? We got Robin. We got Sister Deborah. Sister Deborah, are you still with us?
I'm still with you.
All right, and we got Robin, my new co-host, along with Sister Deborah. Welcome, Robin. How you doing out of Atlanta, Georgia?
I'm doing great. The weather is beautiful. The night is peaceful. Doing great.
Well, you know what? We can't say that. Like Mrs. Deborah was talking about her dog missing and stuff. We can't really say that today because it's been a – I guess we can say that it's been a blessed day because it haven't been too hot, but it has been raining a lot in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. We've been getting lots of rain. How are we, Sister Deborah?
Yeah, it's much-needed rain. It's been a drought here in Texas for a while, but this part of North Texas. You know, we haven't had any rain for a while.
Wow.
No, we haven't. We haven't.
So we
needed the rain.
Yes, we did. Hey, and I am so sorry to hear about your pet.
Well, you know, do you have a pet?
Two. I have two Yorkies.
Okay, I have two Chihuahuas. And when they called me to tell me where to pick her up at, and then when I go to pick her up, they say she's not there. I was like, well, I'm not leaving here without my dog. And it wasn't time for me to go off in no closet or the bathroom and pray,
mm-hmm.
honey. I had a flight in me. You know, like Jesus acted up in the temple?
Yes.
You know how Jesus acted in the temple when he turned all those tables over?
That was you.
When they were gambling in the temple?
Mm-hmm. That was you.
That was me.
That's right.
Oh, I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. All right. So we got our very special guest, you guys. We've been talking about her. One of the hottest recording artists in the sound. I mean, she is killing it when it comes to gospel music. And y'all know we played a song early called Seasoner. And so I love that song. She just came out with that song not too long ago, and it's killing the radio station all across the U.S. And I am honored that my co-host, Robin, is getting ready to introduce her. Go ahead, Robin, introduce her.
All right. Well, we're going to bring Ms. Shay Samuels, and she's from my hometown, Patterson, but Atlanta, Georgia area. And she's one of the hottest gospel singers we got going on today.
Yes.
Let's bring her forward. Come on, Shay.
Good afternoon, evening, morning, wherever you are. Hello.
Yes. Say hi to Sister Deborah. She's also one of the co-hosts with me right here in the Dallas Fort Worth area. Say hi to Miss Sister Deborah.
Hi, Sister Deborah. How are you? You two are funny talking about the pets. I was muted, but I was laughing because I was like, yeah, you know, I've had a dog before. Due to my travel, I had to end up giving my dog up, but I had him for 4 years.
Oh,
and before
wow.
then, someone actually, before then, he was, you know, I think he was a lifesaver dog, really, because we found him by him coming to our door, sniffing around the door. He was my neighbor's mom's dog who took sick. So she ended up taking care of him, and he started coming to our house. Well, he ended up running around to this other neighbor's house, and we ended up giving her the dog, but before then she was stealing him. And we would have to call the police to go get the dog. So I understand, you know, I was a little bit upset, but I'm like, I know the dog's there, and they lied to us and told us he wasn't there. So we called the police, and the police went around there, and they bought him back. He brought him back around. So I understand.
Wow.
You didn't fight with you too, didn't you? You didn't say nothing, but you was ready to fight, wasn't you? Tell the truth.
It was really funny, and I had to realize it. I was a little different, though, because I realized, I'm like, you know what? He's a savior dog. He knows, like, that my song is playing in the back. There's a time and season. I think my season was up. We couldn't pay him any attention. We traveling too much. So he wanted a family that could stick close to him. So we just ended up giving in. And we blessed them with him, so, yeah. But it don't sound like you doing that, Robin.
No.
Robin said, I am ready. I am just ready.
Yes.
We got to talk about this. We got to talk about this because you got one of the hottest new songs out. Everybody's talking about Seasoner. Tell us a little bit about this song, because this song is totally different from every song that you have had in the past. Let's talk about why this song at this specific time? Let's talk about that.
Well, you know, I tell everybody this song wasn't even intentional. So I was doing the album and I had my songs lined up, and our producer, he sends tracks every now and then for me to listen to. And I heard this track and it automatically went to the word seasons. And of course I started looking up what the Bible says about seasons. And the most popular scripture, Ecclesiastes 3, came up. And so I just started singing the scripture. And when I sang the scripture, it ended up being, you know, what you guys are hearing right now. And so that's what I said. When I finished it, I was like, wow. Once I recorded it, I was like, wow. And even up until yesterday, I was listening to the song, and each time I listened to it, it just ministers. So when people ask me, I just say this was the season for the song.
That's beautiful.
Okay.
That was well said. Well said.
Wow.
Well said.
That was. Robin, your time.
Yes. Oh, I mean, that was beautiful. I mean, you couldn't have said it any better. You know, I mean, and it sounded like it came from the gut. You know what I'm saying? And I mean, you just spilled it right out. I mean, I'm impressed. I want to hear some more.
Yeah, it was amazing. It was definitely amazing. And so, just a quick testimony, and I haven't even shared this live yet because it just happened. Today is my first day home, but I was in California all last week, went from to Colorado, from Colorado to St. Louis. And so I've been traveling all week.
Mm-hmm.
And on the plane, there was a lady who sat next to me, and I wasn't supposed to be sitting in this seat. So I was supposed to be in 37J, and I ended up in 37A. So the person who was in 37A said, well, listen, she said, I'm going to be at a window seat anyway. If you had a window seat, I'll just take your seat. So we ended up switching seats, and I knew that God had something planned on this flight because of how this happened. You know, people don't give up their seats too easily. Like, you know, you sit in somebody's seat, right? It was just too, it was too easy. So the lady sat next to me, and we ended up bonding over hot flashes. Ironically, we both were just hot. And so I ended up talking to her. She asked what I do, and I told her that I was a recording artist, and I let her hear Seasons. And this is how awesome the song is. This is how awesome it is. So I let her listen to Seasons, and she started crying.
Wow.
And,
and
she's an older lady, Caucasian, and she reminds me, if you ever seen Roseanne's mom, she reminds me of Roseanne's mom on the show.
Wow.
And she went from just listening to the song to tears rolling down her eyes. And when she finished the song, she said, I had a spiritual encounter yesterday that I didn't realize was spiritual until I heard your song. And she said, I needed to be on this flight with you today. And this song basically confirmed what I was going through. And she said, and I was actually sitting here. She had sunglasses on before then. She took the glasses off, but nobody could tell, like, she was crying under those glasses. So when she heard the song, she said the part that says, there's a time to break down and a time to build. She said, I think yesterday I broke down, but it was for the good. And I didn't know how to explain this to anybody, but God sent you to sit here with me. And I laughed because I said, remember in the beginning, I wasn't supposed to be sitting there.
Isn't that something?
So, say that again.
Amazing.
I said that is amazing.
Yeah, so the song is definitely blessing. The song is blessing. And I told her, I said, it's only scripture. She said, I know. She said, that's the way you arranged it. She said, nobody. And that's what the song too is. It's, the song is really to teach Bible again, because we're not getting enough of that. We have a lot of songs
that's
that talk
true.
To our problems. But music, we learn through music. So just like we learned ABCs when we were 2 and 3 by singing them, my goal in this album is to get people back to the Bible through these songs. So that's what you'll hear from the whole album.
I got to ask you this. Because I think this is important. Was you expected this song, this specific song, to take out?
Yes.
To be so big, like it is now. Oh, Tell us why. I love it. Tell us why. She said yes.
And why? The reason being, and it's not in a boastful way. It's just one of those things. Again, it goes back to Seasons. I remember listening to it, and when you know the engineers, they have to continually play the song when they're mixing it, when they're mastering it. And when he started to learn the song, I just knew that it was a right now song. Like I said, it wasn't one that was supposed to be on the album. It came out of me within 5 minutes. I recorded it the next day, and in that, God started showing me different things about the song, like taking me to the book of Job, and where Job was like, God, you have to come down to me and speak to me about what's going on, because I don't understand. And when God started talking to him, God said, look at the mountains, the mountain lions, the sea. Look at all these things that I created. Basically, the whole world's in my hands. And so God was unfolding the song, and again, just saying that the timing is going to be so perfect for this song. And so, you know, so I knew that it was a needed song, and I knew that it would take off. And I thank God for that. Not because my voice is so good, but because the song, I knew for a fact it was needed right now. And obviously so, because God, you know, delivered it out of my belly that way. But that's why I knew it would take off.
Wow, well said.
I truly believe that the time is now, because there's so much going on. We got so much hate in this world, so many people that just don't care, so many people that are dying, murder. I mean, it's just so much going on. And what a better time for this song Season to come out, especially when we're going through what we're going through all across the country. It just let us know that we need that personal relationship with God. And how important is it? I want, from your perspective, how important is it that people get that personal relationship with God? Let's talk about that.
I mean, it's, I think we're losing it. We're starting to get more relational with people as opposed to God and what people's thoughts are, mm-hmm. what people think, what people are saying. Social media has driven people to people and what's going on.
Yes,
and
it
I
has.
Think within that we're losing focus on what's most important and why we're doing what we do. And so I think even with the song, it takes us back to, again, the seasons. My hope would be that when people listen to this, that they would understand the season they're in when listening to it.
Amen.
And so just like the lady who actually listened to it, she realized, she picked up that she was in the season to break down, but after that came the build. So she was confident mm-hmm. that even in her breakdown that there was a build coming after. And so with that comes word. And so in order for us mm-hmm. to understand those seasons, word, you know, being in your word and understanding and identifying with God's word is what's going to help us overcome. But, you know,
Amen.
We need people to teach that again. And so, yeah, it's
right.
definitely important. We need songs to teach that again. We need pastors and preachers and teachers and evangelists to preach the word of God again.
That's
Amen.
True. And do you know how many people do not know the books of the Bible? And
mm-hmm.
I learned the books of the Bible when I was 8 years old in Sunday school. And I forgot a lot of them, or even I did not learn. I learned most of the Old Testament, but not the New Testament. So now I'm still going through the Old Testament, and sometimes I have to go to look up where things are in the New Testament.
Yes,
but
yeah,
if
sure.
we would teach, yes, if we would teach our children the Lord's Prayer, you know,
important.
They don't know the Lord's Prayer. They don't know the 23rd Psalm. So we need to go back.
Right.
You're right. We need to go back to the beginning. We need to go back to the basics, to the old time religion.
Yeah. And
Amen.
We can't be afraid to do that. I remember when I was teaching children's church, I learned through these little cartoons that they had. It was like a pepper, a talking pepper, a talking cucumber. And it was something else.
Wow.
And, you know, sometimes you have to go back. I'll YouTube those things. I'll YouTube them, and just like if I want to know something deep, you know, today it was about the prophet Joel. And so I just go in and I YouTube, you know, what thus saith the Lord about it. But I have to learn it in the way that I need to learn it. I think we over teach the word of God, which makes it so incomprehensible.
Mm-hmm.
A bowl
That's
to people,
so
therefore we don't, you know, so you get lost in translation pretty much. And then for those mm-hmm. who are listening, you know, there are different translations in the Bible that, you know, the Message may not speak to you, the King James or New King James may not speak to you, New Living Translation may not speak to you, but one of them will speak to you in your language, and so people get stuck on that. And I had
That's
a girlfriend
so
who had been in church all her life, and she was on the New King James Version, but when I started talking to her out of Message, she, you know, she started to identify with scriptures that she had always heard all her life but never knew how to apply them until she read them in the Message version. And so I think those are the small things that people need to understand too. There's different translations that can help you to identify with the word of God
mm-hmm.
so that you don't get to the point where you don't understand and give up in reading.
Exactly.
Right. That's some really good information for the community, because you know back when we was growing up, we didn't have YouTube, no kind of social media that they have now, and these young people, it's so easy for people to learn now, especially our young people. And you can just Google how to give your life to Christ. You couldn't do that back then. Back in our days, growing up, when I'm 47, so back in my days, 47 under, you couldn't learn that. So what changed now versus back then? Let's talk about that. What changed now from now to back then?
I think just, you know, the technology, and it's so weird because it's, you know, it's almost like technology is having to teach us truth and the church is not.
True. That's so true.
You know, it's almost like the church is teaching us what they want us to know or what they want to feed us to have the need. And then we have to go to the resource, which is, well, you know, we have to use our resources, which would be something
right.
like, you know, YouTube or whatever, but it's out there, Google
mm-hmm.
out there.
Right.
You know, you said Psalms 23, and so somebody probably can go right away immediately on Google and say Psalm 23 and it pops up, where if you have to go through the Bible, you get discouraged because you don't know where to go. You don't, you know. So I think, again, we've made it so intricate and so the word is on the tip of my tongue, but we've just made it hard for non-believers or believers alike to actually learn the word of God.
Mm-hmm.
And it's true. Mm-hmm. We've made it difficult. We set up a standard now, to answer your question as well, we set up a standard now where this is what church is supposed to look like. This is how you dress. This is how you speak. If you don't do this, then you're not a part of the body. If you don't sound this way, then you're not, you truly can't be a pastor or an evangelist.
Mm-hmm.
You truly can't be a worshiper. You truly cannot be, you know, if your church doesn't look like an entertainment center, you truly aren't anointed to even have a church, you know. And so, you know, it's one of those things where now it's, you know, it's putting us in a place where we have to seek out other ways to really get truth. Stations like this, you know, where we're talking about this kind of stuff, this will probably be the first time any of your listeners or one of your listeners probably heard it, and they are getting their joy back about the word of God. Like, oh, I can do that? Yes, you can. You know, other stations that are putting the word of God out in its truth. So they're seeking more of the truth, but having to utilize other resources outside of church and, you know, what we're used to.
Exactly. You know, and I used to love TBN. You know, I could have TBN on 24/7.
The word of the Lord says there are three that bear record in heaven: the Father, the Word, and the Spirit. And they all make one. Come on and sing this song. Just clap your hands, pat your feet, whatever you need to do. Listen to this. The Father in heaven thought about me. The Son on the earth died on the tree. The Spirit inside setting me free. That's how you get one out of three. Yeah. That's how you get one out of three. Oh yeah. That's how you get one out of three. That's how you get one out of three. Listen to this. The Father created the world somehow. He looked at his work like what he saw. His majesty and love would stand in awe. And every knee must bow. Let me tell you about the Son. Listen. Jesus in the midst, healing the lame, taking my sin and taking my shame. Demons in hell tremble at his name. That's why the Savior came. The Spirit of God is now revealed to testify that the Son is real. By his power I am sealed. Open your heart and be filled. Yeah, just open your heart and be filled. Yeah, the Father in heaven thought about me. Son on the earth. Died on the tree. Spirit set me free. That's how you get one out of three. Yes, that's how you get one out of three. Oh yeah, that's how you get one out of three. That's how you get one out of three. Listen to this. The Father spoke to the world and said, let there be. And through Jesus created everything we see. And Jesus sent the Spirit, save and make us free. And when you think about it,
that's how you get one out of three.
Hey,
that's how you get one out of three.
Oh yeah,
that's how you get one out of three.
Father in heaven
thought about me.
Son on the earth.
Son on earth died on the tree.
Spirit
inside set me free. That's how you get one out of three.
That's how you get one.
That's how you get one out of three.
One for the Father.